Third and final question in the Bingley Footy Finals quiz. Who scored the most tries in Premiership history? So the questions are, how many grand finals did Boyd Cordner win? In what year did the Cowboys last make the grand final? And who has scored the most tries in Premiership history? 1300 722 873. Right now, to answer all three questions for a family pass to Panthers versus South, thanks to our great mates at Bingley, who have huge deals on OLED TVs from all the leading brands. It is a perfect time to upgrade. Head to bingley.com.au today. Thanks to Honda Power Equipment, I've been asked to nominate a most reliable and durable player for this weekend's Rugby League. When I think reliable and durable, I think James Fisher-Harris from the Penrith Panthers. Couple missing for Souths. He's a mighty front rower, James Fisher-Harris, and I reckon he might get the better of the South Sydney pack. So my Honda Power Equipment most reliable and durable player for this weekend is James Fisher-Harris. Get your garden on with Honda's petrol and battery lawn and garden power equipment range. We're getting closer to the start of the Hungry Jacks NBL season. All the clubs are up in Darwin. It's the NBL Blitz Tournament. It'd be a nice part of Australia to be in. It'd be better than the gloomy weather around Sydney. But next weekend, the season proper gets underway. The voice of the game, I'm calling him, former Kings skipper Brad Rosen's with me to have a look at things. How are you, Brad?
Oh, you're too good. I'm great. How are you going?
I'm great. Tell me about the Blitz and a couple of exciting matches tonight.
Yeah, there'll be some good games tonight. And look, to be honest, everyone's really ramping their season up now. There's been a lot of changes. A lot of new players have come in. I mean, we talk about the Sydney Kings who won the championship. They lost all three imports. They've got new imports coming in. Melbourne have lost a couple of players. Adelaide have recruited really well. So I'm really, really looking forward to this season. New coaches that have come in Perth. And it should be a beauty. I don't take a lot out of the Blitz. I mean, it's a fantastic tournament. It's great to have it up in Darwin. But, you know, a lot of teams are trialling things. And whilst, you know, some teams are playing good and some not so good, I don't take a lot out of it, but it'll be a ripper of a season, that's for sure.
Yeah. I suppose for people listening to this, the Kings would be at the forefront of their mind. You mentioned they lose three of their imports. How have they done in terms of replacing them?
Yeah, look, they've done really well. And I think, you know, the people that they've brought in is high caliber. That's what they want. The point guard's great. The key is they've got their Australian contingent back, and Xavier Cooks is the one that's leading that. They also brought DJ Vasiljevic back, but really, Xavier Cooks, there was talk that he was going to go to the NBA. For Sydney Kings fans, that great that it didn't happen. I still think there is a chance that it could, but look, they're in good shape. Jordan Hunter's back, so that's a good sign. So all things leading, but I think the Sydney Kings will be good, albeit probably not as strong as last year, but anything can happen over the course of the season, obviously.
And Aaron Baines is going around with the Bullets, which is a big boost for the competition.
Huge signing. Aaron Baines was obviously part of that bronze winning medal team at the Boomers. Through that tournament, he fell over, had a really bad injury, had to teach himself to walk again, was how bad it was with that neck injury. So that was such a bad thing. Obviously, huge NBA quality, and this is his first time he's back on the court. He's played a couple of minutes for Brisbane. Massive signing. They've brought in a great import. If they can get the most out of him, which I think they will, Nathan Sobey is back, who was also part of that bronze medal winning team because he was injured last year. Mm-hmm. They will be very good, but a lot's got to go right for them to have that happen.
All right. Well, a window into how the season might shape up with the Blitz this weekend. You can watch every game live of the Hungry Jacks NBL season this year on ESPN. Available via KO and Foxtel or via 10 Peach and 10 Play every Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. Brad Rosen, thanks for chatting.
My pleasure.